Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Take our poll question, too. It's right there on the homepage. Every week we ask a different question. We would like to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you will see how the poll is going so far. So check it out there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff, articles, archives, the knowledge base, the blog, the brain trust, et cetera, all devoted and dedicated to helping you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business. We're talking about, right now we're talking about an organization that I'm very, very much fond of and devoted to, and that's the Arnold Palmer Hospitals in Orlando, Florida, Arnold Palmer Medical Center, I should say, because there are more than one hospital. Chris Dowers is with us. He's executive vice president there, along with a bunch of other great friends there, John Bozard, whom you've heard before, folks, on the show. Chris, As you know, and as many people know, every year my organization, my family, contributes to your hospital. We encourage others to, and I'd like for you to tell the audience how they can, if they would like to. You know, here we are coming at the end, up to the end of the year. A lot of people are you know, would like to be able to make a difference in other people's lives, and these hospitals haven't happened on their own. They've only been built. These people have only been served. These lives have been saved. These families have been made whole because of contributions from people and the support of the community and people all around the world. How would they do that if they want to do it right now?
Well, it's real easy. Obviously, so much is electronic these days. ArnoldPalmerHospital.com, ArnoldPalmerHospital.com, and there's a way there that says support our hospitals, get involved, and that's an easy online way, and that'll also
Any credit card, I'm sure, right?
Any credit card, yep, credit card gifts. You can also that has our address if you'd prefer to mail a check. That's fine as well. And if you'd like to talk more, I'd be glad to give you my phone number.
Please do that. Go ahead.
The phone number for the Arnold Palmer Medical Center Foundation. We're the fundraising arm, and I can give you a phone number. It's 407-841-5114.
Give it again.
Again, that's 407-841-5114, and that number's on the website too.
Can they ask for you?
Any part of our team.
I'm going to send my people to you, Chris Stowers, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to make you
do it.
I'm going to make you work for it.
I'll do it. I'll be glad to talk to anybody. That's part of my favorite job.
I'll tell you something, Chris. The thing that that I'll never forget. I took the tour. You guys gave us a tour a few years ago, and it was that. And that was just actually the first tour I took was before the new building was finished. And I was so touched by what was being done there, by the love and the care and the research, the cutting edge stuff you guys were doing for children, and for especially for preemies. And then I took a tour of the new hospital, and that just when I saw the cancer center there, I just couldn't. I mean, it was something to see. And then and the trauma center, you take us a tour of the trauma center. But here's the thing, Chris, and I wasn't prepared for this. We went back through another time with another group of folks. You guys invited us to join. I wasn't able to finish the tour because I knew what was coming up. And it so touched me the time before that, I couldn't deal with it again. I mean, it was so it was just too emotional for me. That's the kind of thing that I wish other people could see, because it wasn't that I was just emotional about what you were doing, but the way the people were, the way your folks were treating the children, handing them, I mean, taking care of them. I mean, all caregivers do that. My daughter's a nurse. I know that she does that, but I just was very impressed with that. So go ahead.
Well, there's two things that you said there that I want to touch on. One, you know, we do love to show off who we are, and take anybody on a tour. I can, you know, we can spend time on the radio today, and I can tell you all about it, and you can get a mental image of our hospitals, but until you walk through the doors, you can't experience it. And when you you mentioned several words, the love, the care that we share. One of the things that I am so proud to be part of this organization is every person that you will meet inside our hospital is passionate. They are there for a reason. They know the reason they're there, and that's to take care of kids.
And I feel like, Chris, that the people that I met, from the people who were cleaning the floors to the doctors, I had the feeling that anybody there would have dropped their broom or their scalpel and taken me on a tour if I'd asked them.
Yep.
At that point, it was pretty amazing. Before we run out of time, though, Chris, I want to remind people, folks, I know stories that you don't know, so trust me on this one. People from all over the country, sometimes people all over the world, are treated and helped in ways that they couldn't even get other places because of this, the Arnold Palmer Hospital, Arnold Palmer Medical Center organization. And that's the reason why I give. It's not about Orlando to me. It's about the work that they do for people wherever they may come from, Chris. And I thank you guys for that.
Yep. Well, two quick things on that. We are, because we are the tourist capital of the world, people come to Orlando, so we do stand here ready to treat those families as they come. And in addition to that, Orlando is one of the top, is the top destination for children for organizations like Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
A lot of children's last wishes are to come to, to come to meet one of the characters at Disney or Universal or SeaWorld, any of those. And we stand ready and we care for many of those Make-A-Wish kids.
Give us the website again, quickly.
ArnoldPalmerHospital.com.
ArnoldPalmerHospital.com. Check it out, folks. And think about them in your year as you think about contributions to the year. Hey, Chris, thanks for being here. Good job today. See you next time.
Thanks so much. Good to be with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.